This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Hello, listeners. Welcome. I'm Vicky Stone. This is the Friday Night Show. Sit down, grab a drink, join us. This is Disclosure. Yes, this is the Friday Night Show. I'm Vicky Stone. I'm back with Laura Corcoran. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Vicky.
Did that get you in the mood?
It did. I do love a bit of Disclosure, although I don't quite get how the 90s are allowed again.
Oh, really? Do you think that's got a really 90s vibe?
For me, like a kind of deep house, like, I don't know, it just sort of keeps going. And I'm like, oh, it's still, oh, it started, oh, it's finished. It's all just the same.
The thing about Disclosure is that I can't get out of my head. There used to be some tablets that you used to be able to take to show whether or not you'd cleaned your teeth properly.
I remember that.
And they were called Disclosure tablets.
Yay!
I'm pretty sure. Unless my mind is playing tricks on me. And I just can't get over the fact that they've named their band after after teeth. You know,
were they the ones
stained
that turned your entire mouth pink?
Yeah, and basically they kind of showed up
all the plaque.
Dreadful
things.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't actually remember actually using them myself. I remember that we had to do it in school.
Yeah,
some sort of.
I remember my parents making me do it at home, and the thing was, you could get it all off your teeth, but it still stained your entire lips and tongue and everything else.
Yeah.
So you still wandered around.
It was in that same week that I do remember. It was the same week that they talk about dental dams. Did you ever have dental dam week in sex education at school?
Now, I was educated in a Catholic school, so all we were told was, just say no!
Oh, okay.
It was all rolled in with the drugs education. Generally, it was just, avoid it, it's all a dreadful idea. That was all we got.
No, I just remember there being a really weird week where some poor teacher had to tell us that, you know, you should use a dental dam for oral sex.
And I mean, have you ever used a dental dam for
oral sex? Buggery fuck, would you get a dental dam?
That's very good point.
Do you even go? Do you go and ask a dentist? Sorry, can I get I just need some extra dams.
I plan for some oral sex. I would like a dental dam, thank you, sir.
I mean, you'd think that there'd be a sort of sex-specific thing. I've never heard of anyone ever using. I've never heard a dental dam mentioned. In 15 years.
They've given up now. They don't even bother trying anymore.
I don't even know what they're for. I mean, I think there's something to do with, like, they put them over your mouth when you're having dental surgery, and then people started using them for sex.
Oh.
I mean, it's basically to go over your... The idea is... It's cling film, essentially.
It's basically covering yourself in cling film.
It's basically you just stretch it out over your bits, and then someone goes in and has a lick, and they don't have to, you know,
make contact.
Yeah, you don't have to get any sort of exchange of fluids, essentially. That's what we're doing.
There's nothing sexier than how I don't want to make any physical contact with you, as we all know. So
I think we've started the show really strong. I think we've come straight in with gold.
We were naught to dental dam in less than 60 seconds.
We did. Normally, we start the top of the show rounding up the week's news. It is Friday night, after all. Big news for me this week. Well, it's sort of the annoying news, because I was having that day where I was kind of procrastinating in the middle of the week, where I was writing about six sentences and then looking at Twitter. You know, when you have those days where you're just like, I can't, I've got no focus.
Yes.
And every time I put Twitter on, there was another news media outlet telling me the whereabouts of Katie Price. So she tweeted that her husband has cheated on her, you know, and I think she used the words full-blown sexual affair.
Ooh, who is her husband these days?
Oh,
I don't know.
His name's Kieran, that's all I know.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know. He's not a celebrity, I don't think. Who knows? He might be.
A muggle, interesting.
Yeah, and so he's been having an affair with her best friend, who was her maid of honour, one Jane Poutney.
Oh, good name.
So Jane Poutney had suddenly appeared on Twitter. She'd never had a Twitter account before, and Jane Poutney appeared, starting quashing the allegations, and it's all.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Kicked off. That's very EastEnders.
Yeah, apparently they've been having an affair for 7 months.
Oh, my word. That's quite lengthy.
It is quite lengthy. But the thing is that I'm really cynical about Katie Price and the sort of people like her.
Yeah.
Is that I wouldn't put it past her to just have orchestrated this. You know, it makes her money.
Yeah,
makes her money. The story makes money. The pictures make money. She's a fucking businesswoman, and she is, yeah. And you know, she's not stupid. Mm. And you just sort of look at it and going, this is all very well orchestrated.
Yeah,
you know, the Daily Mirror had a timeline going 4:15 p.m. Katie Bryce has turned up at the house, and it's like this is all being played out for the media. So she's strutting to this house in this outfit, clearly showing a baby bump. You know, she knows what she's doing. So I'm quite cynical when it comes to these things.
Although, or was it just opportunistic? Do you think it happened? She went, right, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to earn a few grand out of it while I go.
Yeah, maybe a bit of both. But at the same time, like, every part of her life has been available to buy.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. But that at the same time, I bet we're all going, oh, where is she now?
Well, that's the problem. Exactly. Is that every time I see it, it's clickbait. Yeah. And I hate that I'm clicking on it because I'm making it worse. It's like I'm seeing like people like the Mirror and Heat and stuff. Basically, I follow all the wrong people on Twitter.
Clearly.
All the right people.
Right.
And so I'm clicking on it going, well, what is going on? And there's nothing. There's no news. There's no story. Mm. That awful woman, Josie Cunningham, waded in on it.
Oh, Christ.
Now, I don't know if people that know who she is, but it's been really controversial, and I've got a lot to say about this woman as well, is that Josie Cunningham was the one that sold her story to the Mirror.
Mm.
She sold her story that she was planning to have an abortion so that she could go on Big Brother. Now, the fact is, right, is that the whole abortion thing for your career is not news, because I'm pro-choice,
yeah.
So... And I'm sure many, many women have had an abortion because it's not the right time in their careers.
Yeah.
I'm quite certain that's happened. It's just the fact that it's what I call cunt porn. And I'm glad I'm on a station. I'm on a station where I can say that. It's basically people are following her and reading the news about her because she seems like someone that is, you know, really low moral standards.
Yeah.
Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with a woman having to choose an abortion for her career. But the fact is that it's all made really kind of seedy, the fact that it's Big Brother.
Yeah. Yeah,
people
exactly.
start wielding their pitchforks,
yeah, of course.
You know, about her. And so now she U-turned, sold a story again. She sold a story again to say that she is going to keep the baby, and now she plans to live stream the birth.
Wow.
So that is, yeah.
I mean, to suggest that life may be cheap to her might be being a little cruel, but I think perhaps accurate.
But she has a manager now, so she has management, and she's being put, you know, made available for brand endorsements.
I'm
she's
sure,
getting it.
I think that probably the child is also already signed up to the same management on some kind of joint deal.
Absolutely. And so this Josie waded in, basically saying something like that Katie Price is clutching to her fame like a tramp holding a bottle of vodka or something, and it was like, love!
Pot kettle black!
Exactly! And it's like, oh my God.
Wow.
You people. But then the thing is, there she was getting column inches, getting more famous.
Yeah, of course.
These people, I use the word cunt porn because people love. I mean, I had a good old wade through her Twitter stream.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, I wanted to look at the argument. I'm not going to follow her because I don't want to make a public declaration that I'm interested. But I did have a good old wade through her stream.
It's like Katie Hopkins, isn't it?
It's exactly like Katie Hopkins. They are deliberately awful people.
Yes.
And there is money in it.
Exactly. I mean, you and I are just coincidentally awful.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I mean,
you know, we're not trying.
No.
We're just born this way.
Yeah. But, yeah, so she waded in the whole thing. And it just felt like my entire timeline was just brimful of dickheads. But I just couldn't look away.
It's like the kind of thing that people just go on about, like at school, like, oh my God, she's just found out that he's going out with her best friend, and oh my God, she's going around there, have you heard?
Yeah.
And people run around the schoolyard going, oh, she's in classroom 13B.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. It's also a bit like when you slow down to look at a car crash. It's rubbernecking. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I get really pissed off with rubberneckers. Mm. But the thing is if I've sat in a queue, I'm going to have a good look.
Yeah, I want to see what's held me up for an hour, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And you know, it's awful. But
I know it's awful, but you do, and we do that. But yeah, so also I enjoyed this week Lily Allen's sickbed selfie. Did you see that?
Her pictures are amazing. Like, I didn't see the sickbed selfie one, but I'm going to have to give a look. But earlier in the week, she tweeted a picture of her and Cara Delevingne.
Yeah.
Cara Delevingne on a nappy change table.
Nice.
Lily Allen attempting to do some form of nappy change at the Met Ball.
I think the thing that's showing up is that is showing how thin Cara Delevingne must be.
Yeah, basically.
Because any normal person getting up on a nappy change table, if you weighed more than a child, that shit would break.
So, true fact, Cara Delevingne weighs less than a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, or is equal to the weight of a baby.
Yeah, maximum.
I mean, you know, she's definitely nothing over 4 years old.
No, definitely.
Forget size zero. She's wearing an age zero.
I think she was in that picture as
she's
well.
She's just an adult skimpy head on a little tiny withered body. That's what she is. But yeah, I mean, to Lily Allen's sickbed selfie, she literally was attached to a drip.
Oh,
I mean, but I think it's one of those sort of, you know, when you see celebs in private hospitals, they're actually just tired and then they're hooked up to drips.
Oh, yeah, because Miley's did that.